Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So, 11 minutes after 8 a.m. is where we're at. We're into the final hour of the show, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, there's a large number of youth in South Africa who, as you would know, perhaps it's happening in your own community, in many families who are battling to find employment opportunities in our country. And as you know, we have, you know, we're sitting with some of the world's highest youth unemployment rates. And it's an issue the annual Young Business Achiever Awards seeks to address as a solution to end poverty through the promotion of entrepreneurship. But joining us online this morning to tell us a bit more is Shakira Rahim Ansali, the spokesperson for the annual Young Business Achiever Awards. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, great to be on your Breakfast Beat show, Sabira.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, you know, if we look at these awards, firstly, how did the idea of the awards come about, Shakira?
Thanks, Sabira. I'm so glad you asked. You know, it's important to mention on the offset that the founding organization called Rush Gold is over 35 years old, and it has always had a history founded and steeped in community investment and social upliftment. So the Young Business Achiever Awards was the brainchild of the founder, previous chairman, and the current CEO of Rush Gold, Mr. Harun Pochi. And in doing so, Sabira, by launching our awards, Rush Gold wants to be part of the solution to the poverty and unemployment you just spoke about. We want to recognize, reward, and promote our young entrepreneurs and business leaders in South Africa.
Now, you know, in terms of the awards, what sort of impact does it have in terms of community?
You know, of the many positives that result from the impact of our award, Sabira, I think the most important, in my opinion, is encouraging job creation. Because in empowering these small businesses, we empower the communities they serve. And as we said, it's a viable and option and antidote to the poverty and unemployment, and it's an opportunity afforded to others, not just the entrepreneur themselves, as they grow. And there's so many positive stories that come out of these awards. Between 2017 and 2018, if I tell you, Sabira, we've had over 180 participants from around the country, from stay-at-home moms creating baking premixes to students specializing in website development. And you'll be proud to know that our second runner-up last year, Uzair Essak from Cape Town, and his business is called Cape Crops, he's grown so much in the past year since he had this title of the second runner-up. He's the founder and manager of Cape Crops, as I mentioned, and he's also named the 2019 Medium Business Entrepreneur of the Year, and he's had numerous features on national media, including top billing. So we celebrate all our achievers, and it's a means of inspiration to other entrepreneurs who are taking on the journey of entrepreneurship.
Certainly. Shakira, you know, if we look at the awards, why does it only focus on young business achievers?
Sabira, I'd like to answer this question with maybe, a situation that a lot of people can relate to. As a young, perhaps graduate, when you go for your first job interview, one of the first questions they ask you is, tell me about your experience. You know, everyone needs a start, and a lot of businesses are looking for that experience. And with a limited number of jobs, it's really arresting and alarming that the statistics from state, you know, the age bracket of 15 to 24 years old in the early part of 2019 was 55.2% the unemployment rate. And amongst the figure, Sabira, in that age group, the graduate percentage of unemployment was 31% as compared to last year, 2018, which was 19.5%. So these figures speak for themselves. And so that's why we target the young entrepreneurs and leaders, and we're looking for those committed, young, innovative businesses job creators with aspirations and a real appetite for lifelong learning. We really want them to grab this opportunity and you know, in empowering them, again, empower their communities for a lasting and bigger difference that can be made.
Now, in terms of the nominations, what is the criteria thereof?
It's quite simple, Sabira. There's three main criteria I can tell you about. Number one being, we are looking for entrepreneurs between the ages of 18 to 37 years old. Number two, they need to reside in South Africa. And number three, they need to own their own business. But for the full terms and conditions, I suggest that your listeners please visit our website on www.yba.co.za.
All right. And then in terms of the nominees, what are the benefits that are offered to them, if any?
Oh, I can just tell you about the prizes. They are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. We've had very generous sponsors come on board, including Alberica South Africa and Oco South Africa. We've got a total of 100,000 rand in cash prizes up for grabs alone. There's boosts in technology, which I'm sure young entrepreneurs would really appreciate, including an Apple Watch and other Apple products. We've got special mentoring and coaching sessions, also life coaching for our winners, and something I'm very excited about is a trip to Turkey to reward the young entrepreneurs for all their hard work, sponsored by Broadway Suites. So there's a lot of prizes up for grabs, Sabira, and besides that, you know, besides the excitement of being named a winner and enjoying the prizes, there's continuous promotion, there's continuous assistance. We like to punt our winners. We profile them on our website. A lot of people have access to these profiles, and a lot of opportunities have come from this in marketing the participants, you know, on these profiles. So there's so much to gain and nothing to lose. And I would really encourage entrepreneurs, in no matter what you know, part of the business you're in terms of launching, you may be in your initiating or young stages, it's not a problem. You shouldn't feel stifled. You may be an established business. That's also okay. And why I say this, Sabira, is we like to look at each business as its own, because each business is unique, and that's why I'm very also excited to share with your listeners that we're coming to Cape Town, we come to the various business hubs and regions, and it's very personal. It's not an impersonal competition where, you know, you just enter and you participate. No, we come to the region. We look forward to meeting your Cape Town listeners, young entrepreneurs interested in attending on the 14th of October. We'll be hosted by Alberica South Africa, and we hope that anyone who is listening, or if you can pass on the information to a young dynamic entrepreneur, they should definitely register on our website to secure a seat, because they're very limited in number, but we really want to get those young enterprising candidates in the room and meet them, hear their story, empower them, and just boost and catapult them into a new dimension, inshallah, with their businesses.
So, post the awards, how does Roche Gold continue to assist these young business achievers, Shakira?
Okay, so Sabira, what we did in 2018 specifically, we had a business doctor, which I think is a really nice asset to any business. You know, if you're strong in your business, for example, in marketing, maybe you fall short in finance and accounting, and you need to have the know-how, or maybe customer relationship management. You know, you need to get those tools. So what we did was, with all our confirmed participants of 2018, we had one-on-one and group webinars monthly for the past year. And from what the business has started out with at the end of the year last year to where they've come, it's exceptional. And this is a tool that can be, you know, very expensive. Learning resources prove at times to be a challenge and something that entrepreneurs don't always have access to. So that's one way where we really get hands-on after the competition, and we really grow the businesses. And as I've told you, there's constant marketing. We feature them in various media. So who wouldn't want that free access, you know, to marketing? It's a really an exceptional opportunity, not just for the winners, but anyone participating to grow their business, not just in the competition, but way beyond the gala event where we announce the winners.
And then in terms of the actual nominating, how does one go about that?
It's a very simple process. All you need to do is log on to www.ybaa.co.za and fill out our online form. You may also nominate a business on our website. And I suggest that all your listeners, Fabira, please follow at YBA Award and the Rosh Gold Young Business Achiever Award. We've got a post on Instagram where you may tag them and we'll get in touch with them and encourage them to enter.
And finally, Shaka, in terms of those contact details, please.
Yes, 100%. So again, the website is the main point of contact where you'll find all the information that's easily accessible, www.ybaa.co.za, and follow Rosh Gold Young Business Achiever Awards on Facebook. Lastly, at YBA Awards on Instagram.
YBA Awards on Instagram. All right, perfect. Well, Shaka, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I'm sure many of our young entrepreneurs here in Cape Town, interestingly enough, we've been chatting to recently some pretty amazing individuals who've taken up businesses and trying to get into the entrepreneurship game. But we thank you for your time, and we certainly will pass on the details. Go well.
Thank you so much, Sabira, for the opportunity, and good luck to all the young entrepreneurs listening who will be entering the competition. Thank you so much, and I wish you and your listeners a beautiful day further.
And the same to you. And that was Shakira Rahim Ansali, the spokesperson for the annual Young Business Achievers Award.